The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Facing fallout from last week's 1,000-point drop of the Dow, analysts and experts continue to scratch their heads as to what exactly happened to cause the drop.
Well, there are no answers. There are no conclusions forthcoming. There are some trails that are very interesting. And if you remember last Thursday, the quick hue and cry from Wall Street was that it was somebody's fat finger. Well, it's now turning out that it looks like more like somebody's greedy hand than an accidental fat finger.
Finance expert Bill Bartman on with KCOL Fort Collins, Colorado. He's also author of the book Bailout Riches. Major stock exchanges are now considering adopting new circuit breakers that would slow trading during rapid swings in the market to prevent what happened last week from occurring again. Congressional hearings on the plunge begin today. Also making some buzz on the airwaves today, attempts continue to stop the oil leak as 200,000 gallons a day of oil spill into the Gulf.
Well, they tried the dome. That didn't work.
Yep.
And now they are, as you said, going into unmanned submarine to try and disperse the oil before it reaches the surface and forms that dreaded slick we've been hearing about. What I'm worried about are long-term implications of this. Is Obama going to completely back off his offshore drilling plans? Are states going to abandon this as a way to solve their budget crisis without raising taxes? That's some of the things we're focusing on from a policy standpoint here in Washington.
That's Brian Johnson, Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform on WINK Radio. The latest attempt to stop the leak, chemical dispersant. Two tests have shown the chemical helps to break up the oil before it reaches the surface. The ecological effect of this chemical is not known. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.